Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Are. Podcast can be found directly on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and so freely available as a download on iTunes. Today we have a very special opportunity to be joined by three women who have been involved in an exciting and remarkable experience that they're going to share with us. And this is the first time that I've done a podcast with a group of three. So this is going to be an exciting event as well. So I want to say hello to Catherine, Lucy, and Sue. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, great.
So this is really going to be a first in the podcast doing three guests. So what I'd like to do first is have you ladies introduce yourselves to our listeners. So if you wouldn't mind, if you could tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy. And we'll start with Catherine.
Hi. My name is Catherine Filer, and I live in Sicklerville, New Jersey. So I'm a Jersey girl. And what I do for a living is I've been a computer consultant for over 25 years, and recently in the past year I'm now a life coach and an author now an actress.
How exciting. Wait to talk about that actress part in just a couple minutes. Thanks for introducing yourself. And Lucy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Lucy Reed, and I'm a school-based speech and language pathologist. I live in Glassboro, New Jersey, with my two cats. And recently, for the first time, made my acting debut as well.
Okay, exciting. And we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to hear from Sue. Hey, Sue, can you introduce yourself to us?
Surely I can. My name is Sue Camlin, and I live in Delran, New Jersey. I was a public school teacher, a pre-K and K. I'm retired now, but I live with my darling Felix, and I have a daughter who lives in Philly and a granddaughter. And I actually teach at my church on Sunday school, but I also run a food pantry with Felix with nine churches from where our church is. And we feed 500 families a month. And I'm also a leader of a Transylvania Partner Church program from my church. So we have a church in Transylvania, in Romania. And so there are things that keep me busy. I have a lot of other things. I'm a Reiki healer. And, you know, but also this was my first time as an actress. My daughter is an actress in the Philadelphia area. So at least I had some experience of being in the audience. Now I know how it feels to be out there on the stage.
Yeah, wow. All three of you have such full and busy lives, and you found time to become actresses for the first time. So I'm really excited to hear about this, because you don't typically hear about people who stutter getting into acting. So who can tell me a little bit about what this is about and how it began? Catherine?
So like this is the way that it started. There's a gentleman, David Sheinfeld that moved to Philadelphia from New York City, and he went to the Philadelphia National Stuttering Association chapter for the first time, and Lou Madonna sent out, you know, like a synopsis of David, and David was looking for people to be in a play of his. He had started a theater company a year ago. Together we act, and he was looking for people in the area to be in a play. So as soon as I read it, I called him up, and he, like, you know, we actually connected that day, and that's the way that it started. He just called me, I called him back, and I said, "Yes, I'm your partner." You know, what do you need? So like, for like me, I was just a yes, right? I just said yes. And then I contacted the Jersey group. Well, no, the next person I actually called was Sue Camlin, because, you know, we were part of this about, you know, starting a play about 6 years ago, and it all fell through. So I called her, like, crying. "Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this." So then we just, you know, contacted the people in the groups, the Philadelphia group and the Jersey group, to see who wanted to be involved. And, you know, we were the three people, me and Lucy and Sue. We were the ones that were like wanted to do it. Actually, it surprised me that there weren't more people, but that's how it went.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you contacted Sue. So, Sue, what was your first reaction when Catherine called you about this?
Well, I knew that it would be a great deal of time to, you know, have to give to that. I had some health concerns, so I was a little bit, you know, leery, but I really believed in that whole goal and mission to, you know, have stutterers and others not be stopped by their fears.
Mm-hmm.
So I had learned that myself. I did this thing called Landmark Education, which Catherine and I do, and you know, that's a big part of that. The reason that I'm not stuttering as much anymore is because I'm not afraid to stutter. I stutter or I don't stutter, but I'm not, like, worried about it. Mm-hmm. So I really saw how much I had been held back, you know, and all through my life by the fear, you know, and not really doing what I wanted to do. So I took it on because of that. I was like, so incredibly inspired that people could do what they were afraid to do. And I was afraid. I was afraid of remembering my lines, which I was still afraid until the moment I got out there on stage and while I was on stage, you know. But I really believed in the whole, you know, idea of it and how great it was. But such a great idea. And I was interested to see who would show up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
Lucy, how did you get involved in this, and what was it like when you were approached about acting?
Well, I Catherine had posted, you know, an email on our Southern New Jersey NSA group email list. And I just thought, oh, that sounds like fun. And I also realized that it would be a good opportunity, you know, to let other people who stutter know what they can do. So I immediately said yes. I had no idea it would be so much work. It was so time consuming, but in the end, it was all worth it, and it actually was a lot of fun.
Mm. So, tell me about the play. Is it first of all, what's the name of the play?
The name of the play is Tough Cookies, and it's a one-act sort of a dark comedy with three women. Catherine plays Joe. Mama is her mother who lives with her, and I am her next door neighbor, and we've been friends since grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just situations. Catherine bakes cookies to get rid of the rats in her house. She puts rat poison in the cookies, and it's just all these, you know, situations. Mama thinks that she was trying to poison her husband. Catherine thinks Mama was trying to poison her. And mm-hmm. there are just a lot of funny situations.
Mm-hmm. So who wrote the play?
I can't remember his name off. Edward Crosby Wells, is it?
Yeah.
That's it, Lucy, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so this was a play that was written and previously performed like elsewhere, and this is what David chose?
Actually, no. David put a post on a website called a Playbill,
mm-hmm.
and there was a director who was our director, Kathy Mall, that that responded to the ad to be the director. The play wasn't chosen yet, and then Kathy met with all of us, interviewed us, and then she went and found the play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, was this play specifically chosen with people who stutter in mind?
No, absolutely not. Kathy had never worked with us stutterers before, but it's got some really great witty lines. And what I think she had talked to us about a drama or a comedy, and I think we all agreed. The comedy, really, which you probably already know this, when stutterers go to tell a joke, a lot of times it falls flat because when you get to the punchline, then you're either substituting words or can't get the words out, and then it kind of ruins the joke. So,
yep.
I think it's so funny. It's so ironic that here we are, giving a play with these golden lines in it, you know, and we don't even know if we're going to get them out, but we were kind of, committed not to substitute lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to put in that Kathy told the audience. I don't know that she told us during the whole 4 months, but she told the audience that she chose a comedy because it was going to be much more challenging.
She didn't tell us that, Catherine.
Did she tell us that?
Yeah, and I already knew it.
I don't remember her telling me that.
So she told the audience, like the first night that you guys performed, she told the audience that you were people who stutter?
Well, there was a question and answer. Right after the play.
But also, David came out before we even got on stage. And, you know, he stutters himself. So, you know, but they had it in the newspaper and the advertisements that, you know, we were all stutterers, you know.
Most of the people who were attending were people who actually knew us, so they all already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So during the play itself, which you described as a dark comedy, and you know, there I think Sue said there were some really witty golden moments. Did you guys actually stutter during the play, during your lines?
That's a great question, Pam. So I think we can all answer it one by one. So me, yes, I did stutter. I stuttered, you know, not as much as I do in life, but you know, I stuttered.
And I, Lucy, did not stutter at all, which
I drove us crazy.
No, you crazy, Catherine, not me. Yeah,
I know, dear.
I didn't know how it was going to go, but as I said, I'm a school-based speech and language pathologist. With the kids in school, I don't stutter at all, ever. And people would ask me why, and I would say because it's a lot like acting. Well, never having acted, I didn't really know that. But during the rehearsals and the play, I didn't stutter because it was a lot like acting.
Yeah. Well, and, it was acting.
It was acting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't stutter in the beginning when we were in rehearsals that much, although when people were there to see us, I stuttered a little bit. But then as the play went on, I noticed that there are certain lines, like certain, I had to say a lot of people's names, like five different names. And I had to say a couple words that I saw that right near when the play was getting ready, I was blocking on those words. But I think I got through the play with not very much of a stutter, mm-hmm. you know.
So, so this question is for Lucy as the SLP in the group. So, so is there merit to what you just said and what I've always heard, that when people act, they really can almost eliminate or reduce their stutter? There's merit to that?
Yeah, I think that's true for a lot of people, but not for everyone. David Sheinfeld actually, you know, said that when he was performing in plays, he didn't stutter at all. So he thought that's the way it would go for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it is true of some people, and I don't know why.
Well, does it have anything to do with, like, because I've heard this about singing, do you think it has anything to do with, like, a different part of the brain is used when you're acting or when you're trying to memorize lines?
That's a good question, Pam. I don't know, to be honest with you.
I thought that with singing, your vocal cords are set apart, just like with whispering. But I was a public school teacher. I taught pre-K and K, and I really never stuttered in the classroom. And because it is like acting when you're teaching a large group of children. And also, I was teacher. When I was in the classroom, I was teacher. I wasn't me anymore.
You know? Almost like you were performing a role.
Exactly. And I was. I mean, and I was never very conscious of myself when I was teaching. Mm-hmm. And I've done that all my life. I started when I was 19 and 65, and I'm still teaching. And this is, you know, 13. Mm-hmm. So I would say that there is an element of that you're not yourself. So. Mm-hmm.
So how long was the play? How long was the one-act play? How long were you actually on stage?
The play lasted about an hour, and we had to memorize 47 pages of lines.
Wow.
Yeah.
But who's counting?
Did anybody screw up any of the lines?
Yeah. Did.
Well, on the first night, I thought we did really well. The second night, we left out a scene, but nobody knew. except us.
Well, no one knew but the people that were there two nights in a row. My mom and dad were there for both nights, and my dad said to me the next day, you know what, you guys missed the Elvis scene. I said, yes, we know that, but I noticed that once I realized what the scene was, it was in the beginning of the play. So for the first 23 pages, it's just Lucy and I. And it was in the beginning of the play, and I noticed that once I realized what it was that we missed, that I had to keep giving that up, that was missed, because I kept thinking about it, and I wasn't present to it. Plus, it's one of my favorite scenes. And but the thing we really realized, or I put this out to the group, like Kathy kept on telling us, it's not about getting every word right, but the intention that we were out to fulfill was that everyone see, stutterers and people that don't stutter, that they don't have to be stopped by anything within their life. Like, they can take anything on, and that was definitely fulfilled. So I got that. Like, what wasn't about getting all the words right, it was about that.
And so I did remember more the second night. So I actually didn't miss my lines the second night, but I had written words on my hand just in case, and I didn't actually look at them either night. I didn't actually have to look at them, but there were just certain, there were certain lines that we all had a problem with, like the transitions from one thing to another that had nothing to do with the last thing that you said. And you had to kind of remember that, and that was the parts that, they were those specific parts that we were kind of vowed that we would help each other out if we needed to. Mm-hmm. We really were told you can't walk off the stage and you can't stop the action. You got to keep it moving. And so I did have to give up, like Catherine did, of getting every single word right, because I'm sure that I didn't get the words all right, but I did get the, the essence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kathy, told us, like, guys, if you leave out a scene, it's all, it isn't about that, leaving out the scene. And my concern was always that I would stutter when I got on stage, but once we did the tech rehearsal, that's a couple of days before the play, a tech rehearsal in the theater, I was no longer concerned about whether I would stutter. I was concerned that I would blank out and not know where I was. So that completely altered because it went on in the tech rehearsals a couple times where we all just we stopped and just looked at each other, and like Kathy said, guys, you can't do that. You gotta do something. So we took the next couple of days to get together and just like get those points that we know that we all get stopped in, and actually put something in to support each other. The part we left out, actually, it was not one of those places.
What about you, Lucy? Did you find yourself forgetting lines?
Well, that was my biggest fear, was that I would blank out. And on the second night, that did happen. Catherine and I just sat there looking at each other like, now what? For about, I don't know, 10 seconds, it seemed like a lot longer. And then I just suddenly jumped to a place that I knew. And so we left that whole scene out. And I was really upset about it.
Now, how was the play received by the audience?
That was so great, Pam. They were laughing. We were so thrilled because we really hadn't been in front of a large group before. Mm-hmm. And, Kathy would laugh. And if David came to see us, he would laugh. And, my husband would. But really, it was so great because we really didn't know whether they would find the lines as funny as we did. Mm-hmm. And the first night, they were just laughing so much. It was so exciting because you know, I wanted people to come, but I wanted them to have fun and enjoy themselves.
Right.
And so many people said they just loved it. They just thought it was a great play and lines were funny and they laughed a lot. You know, that's what you want.
Right, right. Now, did you find that there was ever a part where they were laughing at your stuttering?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You all seemed kind of surprised that I asked that
question.
Question.
Yeah, because this is why, Lucy didn't stutter. So I maybe once. Someone told me that I only stuttered three times. Like, someone in my group
really
came up to me.
And
they told me that I stuttered three times. But the way it occurred to me was it was a lot more. But they told me three times, and I'm like, really? So, that was never there.
But also, they were people that knew us. I mean, they were people that knew we were stutterers. And mostly everybody there was, people from the stuttering, group. So, of course, they're not going to laugh. And our families, who... don't laugh in front of other people,
right?
At us, and so I wasn't worried about that at all. It's not like everyday life where people, you go to say something and they look at you,
right. They give you the look, or they raise their eyebrows, or they look puzzled or surprised.
Yeah, they're shocked.
Right, right.
They don't know how to act.
Did people have to pay to see the performance?
Yes.
Of course.
So where did the proceeds go to? What became of the money that people, like if you purchased a ticket, where did the money go to?
Well,
did you guys get paid?
No, we did not get paid. We had to pay a video person who videoed us in the beginning for the Kickstarter page. Kickstarter is where people donated money. And then we had to pay, I believe, for the theater. And we actually had the second night's performance videotaped as well. We had to pay for that. The people donated $15 to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people donated more.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. It sounds like it was like a life-changing experience for you all.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember our first get together with Kathy, and she wanted us to memorize the first page, and we were like, we can't do that. What? Right. So I think we all discovered what our brains can actually do.
Yeah.
Right, and our director was just like, from the moment that we started, she would only listen to us as actresses. Like, she would walk in and say, "Hi, actresses," or any email she sent, it was always actresses. So because she listened to us that way, and that was her speaking. It's like, no matter what, we could step into that moment by moment and be that. So that was my experience, was like, really, what is possible when a person, creates a listening of a person as an actress when they're not. Like, we were that.
Wow. So it seems like you all really like transcended stuttering in this experience, like you rose above it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the director, Kathy, learned anything about stuttering that she didn't already know?
Well, I don't think she knew anything about it, about stuttering when she took it on. But I think that, I mean, for myself, I learned a lot more from her, the kind of person that she was, the kind of director that she was, the really giant faith she had in us was enormous. And that was inspirational to me, you know? So,
I asked Catherine earlier, and I guess this is a good question to ask all of you as we begin to wind down. Do you think this project was successful?
Oh, I think
Absolutely. it was very, very successful, yes.
It was successful in that we fulfilled the intention that we were out to create, that people don't have to be stopped by anything, and they can do anything that they want. You know, like nothing has to stop them. And that's the comments that I got back from people. And also another intention that like we created as a team was that there would be national coverage, which there was Fox News spent about 7 hours with us total, which it'll be shown in Joyce Evans interviewed us, and so like that will be sh shown on sh that will be shown on nationally on a Wednesday. So it's like that intention was for Phil too.
Oh, awesome. Maybe I can get a clip of that if it's on their like website or something, and maybe attach the clip to this episode,
Great.
to have them both
It's
together.
on the 10 o'clock news on Fox News.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely tune in then to
Wednesday.
see that. Now, Lucy, you said you definitely thought it was successful. How do you define success?
Well, the people who attended, most of them all said that they enjoyed it, and that we all did a good job.
And Sue, what, how did you measure the success of your involvement?
Well, I looked at it as people were inspired, people that weren't stutterers, who are not normally quite so positive, told me how inspiring it was and how for them it represented what the average person, holds themselves back and doesn't necessarily take on brave things. And that kind of, showed her that, average people could do a lot more with their lives, and the fact that people laughed, and the fact that, the message is going on, we're going to perform this at the conference, but more than that, we're going to perform at other places and all through the country. This is the most inspiring for me. Other people are going to do a play. The other stutterers are going to do plays and take this on, when that is really a wonderful thing, because I think it's just the ripple effect of, people doing what they have a fear about.
I love the way you said that, taking on brave things, because even people who don't stutter are often reluctant to move outside of their comfort zone. And not only have you all three done that, you've shown lots of other people how to do it. and that's pretty amazing. I'm so grateful that you shared this experience with me, with us. I think what you've done is just as you've all said in your own ways, you've really sh shown people what's possible when you put your heart and your soul and your mind into something. So thank you so much for sharing this experience.
Yeah, and Pam, if I could say what's next or what we're in conversation about now is
please
another performance in a Philadelphia in a May. You know, we're just starting to talk about this because I just realized yesterday, my God, all this work and all the stuff we did, like it's in place. You know, and then we're causing other chapters to like get like a cookie cutter version of what we created, but we can you know, like that you know, that's what we're talking about in May in Philadelphia, and then at the convention, and then in September making this an off Broadway play in New York City.
Wow.
So like not just sending these cookie cutter proposals out to other chapters, but actually, you know, we showing in reality what that looks like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're showing people how it can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing, and you're set to change lives.
Yeah,
it's always neat to be able to have an effect on other people.
Yeah, yeah, it's so inspiring, and I'm sure people that listen to this podcast and also see you on Fox News later, people are going to be inspired by what you've done and the fact that you want to continue to do so. I've definitely been inspired by hearing your story.
What I miss the most is the bond with these ladies, like just that experience of like trusting another person, you know, because if they don't know their lines, you probably don't know your lines. So like the bond that gets created with trusting other people and just love, and oh my God, like that's what I actually miss the most. We were doing daily calls and getting together, and that's what I actually miss the most in the whole process.
But you're going to be working together to present this at the conference, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we usually do workshops there anyway, Kat, Lucy and I.
Yeah. So you'll have the opportunity to strengthen that bond, I would imagine.
Yeah. It was great spending so much time with Catherine and Sue.
Thank you. Yeah.
To me, listening to you, it sounds like you've become a family.
Yeah. And thank God we don't treat each other the way those people did in that family. It's downright mean.
Well, I think this is a good note to end on. We all were just laughing, and it seems like laughter is a real important part of what you ladies accomplished. So again, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your experiences, and I'm really happy to have had you as guests on the show.
Well, thank you
for having us, Pam.
It's been
Pam,
really.
Yeah, Pam. You know what? Thank you. I know I contacted you and I made a request, and you was just a yes. You were just a yes. So like, thank you for giving us this opportunity to tell this story and what we are committed to making a difference in the world, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what the podcast that I've been working on for almost 3 years is all about, giving women the opportunity to tell their stories. So I'm glad you contacted me, because this is real life, and this is storytelling at its best. So I commend you all for just a great job and for sharing.
Thank you.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.